unconditional love process. I'd write it down again. Because if you're having to ask every time coaching happens, that probably means that you're forgetting the process. Number one, we have to find our old shitty thoughts. You've got to be willing to find them if you want to change. If you want to stop feeling the way you feel, if you want to stop doing things that you don't like, that you do, like, I know I should be doing this, but I'm not doing it. If you're not getting the results you want in your life, guess what? It's all going to start with finding old shitty. It's always a culprit. It's never a circumstance. It's never somebody, and it's not your past. Next, the lab coat. Remember, we are going to be a scientist who examines old shitty. It's like, you know, like you go and you have to send your poop off so they can tell you what you're allergic to and shit. That's who we are now. We're finding out what thoughts are we allergic to? What we got cut out our diet now? We're sending off the poop to the lab. And we're going to have patience. That shit don't come back fast. Wouldn't you just love your results just automatically came back? It's always a no. It's like a week. They got to like snail mail it and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to put on the lab coat, but I've added patience to this part of the process. Next, we go to bat for ourselves. It's just like if you sent your shit off, they came back and said, here's all that crap you're eating that you're allergic to. Well, you're going to have to go to bat for yourself, which means, well, I probably should cut some of that shit out. I'm going to have to cut out my self-pity, cut out my blame, cut out my indulgent running back to my past and feeling sorry for myself. When I catch myself eating stuff that's making me break out in my brain, I got to get it gone. The last step is you have to act like the new you. This is the hardest part because you still believe old shitty. Just because we've took a look at the thought and come up with a new one, believing it is irrelevant at this point. It's the least interesting part of the story. It takes a while. Your brain's got to get used to it. It had to get used to your old shitty story. Now it's got to get used to a new hotness. And the best, like the fastest way to get to where you believe things you're thinking is when you take some actions like the person you want to be. You're going to learn in one of these videos that's coming up where it creates this positive feedback loop. Your brain starts seeing you act like a new person, and then it notices that when you try to think like the old, you start doing this, and you're also applying. Most of you, this is what happens. I get an old shitty, and I force myself to act like a new person. I don't change my thought. I don't think that there's something better. I don't add a qualifier on it. I don't do any of that. I just tell myself, old shitty thought comes in. You got to fucking do it anyway. You don't change your relationship with you. If you don't do step two and three, the relationship's not changing. You're just getting really good at being a taskmaster. That's all that happens. And so you get to start acting like a new person while feeling like old crap. That's why we get so exhausted. That's why we have to take a break when we're, you know, have you ever been like losing weight and you're just like, I just need a break. Let me just take off a weekend. I'm going to go into maintenance for a month. The only reason that's ever coming up is because you've been having old shitty thoughts and forcing yourself to do shit. I have to make my plan. And you talk about everything like a jackass. You gotta talk different. When you act like the new you, you've really gotta talk different about it before and after. So every time this unconditional love process runs through, the moment you act like the new you, I'm going to add another step. I'm going to ruin your workbooks. All my perfectionists are just burning the workbook right now. Number five. Celebrate the fuck out of yourself. That has to happen. Every time, whether you want to or not. If you're struggling, you don't have time to whine that that's hard or that that doesn't feel good yet. It won't feel good until you get used to it. You're used to feeling like shit. Anything against that is going to feel uncomfortable. But it's who you want to be. And she's just standing there waiting for you.